City for Spartanburg. Now I'm talking to the center for Spartanburg.
No, no, there's no need, sir.
Center from Reason.
President. Mr. President. Senator under the Reason. Rules of the Senate, if we're moving to pull a bill out of committee and a member has spoken for 5 minutes, is he allowed to come back to the podium and speak again?
Personal interest.
I just wanted to, Senator Knott said hand me this note. I went back and checked, and he is correct. It did not pass. It passed their one body, but not both bodies. So we may be the first, and that upsets some folks in this chamber. But I'm not ashamed if we're the first to pass this bill. But let's get passed and beyond the bill. What I'm asking for is that the bill get the floor, because I don't think that this bill would pass unamended. So I'm just asking that the bill get the floor. But Senator Knott is correct. And I saw him coming up and thought he was going to point that out, but I should have pointed it out first. But he is correct. The information I had gotten wrong. So I'm when I'm wrong, I'm glad to stand up. But that's all I wanted to say.
Pickens,
so if we can,
for you,
yes, sir.
Do you think it's possible, Senator, that Senator Charleston is correct, and that we could be forced to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees if we became that state? What about that? Those of us that support very pro-life in our positions, I'm very pro-life, I'm a co-sponsor of your bill, but not like this, not to yank it out to the floor, which, have you seen this happen? You talked about the rules being used this way. Have you seen this happen during your time in the Senate?
I have not, and I understand.
Well, it's not a routine procedure. There are bills that were introduced last year. No members done that. So, you know, could it be that Senator Charleston's correct too?
I believe that.
I know what you believe, but talking about the law and the Constitution, I don't question your sincerity. I've got the same degree of belief, the biblical belief about life. We're dealing with the Constitution.
The senator from Lexington talked about the rape victim. But I want to say there's none of us that have suffered the pain.
I'm talking about the Constitution.
Well, the Constitution, you're saying that there may be a cost if it's a challenge, and we're worried about the cost? I'm worried about unborn children in South Carolina.
Well, Senator, does that do anything for unborn children in South Carolina if it's unconstitutional?
If it's overturned at the federal level, it would.
What? How?
If it's challenged to the federal level, the U.S.
Supreme Court
overturns Roe v. Wade, yeah, that would have an impact.
37 years of precedent.
As we said before, separate but equal was precedent. We've had lots of precedent from the Supreme Court. So if I understand my time's up, so if we can go to the vote, I would appreciate it.
Senator from Berkeley.